The federal government has identified SkyAlyn Canada Limited Partnership as the preferred bidder to provide a comprehensive aircrew training program for the military's airbases, including at 15 Wing Moose Jaw. SkyAlyn Canada Limited Partnership comprises Kelowna, British Columbia-based KF Aerospace and Montreal-based CAE Flight Training. The latter already provides services at 15 Wing. The SkyAlyn Partnership will support the training of Canadian military pilots, Air Combat Systems Officers, ACSOs, and Airborne Electronic Sensor Operators, AES Ops, through the Future Aircrew Training, FACT, program. It will also help renew the Royal Canadian Air Force's, RCAF, overall aircrew training services and maintain a multi-purpose and combat-capable air force. The contract will be awarded in 2024, with work to commence immediately, and run for more than 20 years. Training operations will occur at Moose Jaw, Portage-la-Prairie, Southport, Man, and Winnipeg. Moreover, SkyAlyn will lead the rebuilding of venues and modernization of equipment, including new fleets of training aircraft. SkyAlyn's proposed solution for FACT was the collective effort from an outstanding team of individuals and companies from across Canada, said Tracy Medvey, SkyAlyn board chair and CEO of KF Aerospace. SkyAlyn is ready to execute the FACT contract and collaborate with Canada and the RCAF on preparing our aircrew for the challenges of today and tomorrow. We are honored to be named by Canada as the preferred bidder for FACT, said France Ebert, president of SkyAlyn and vice president of defense and security with CAE Canada. SkyAlyn's selection is a testament to the dedication and hard work of our entire team and showcases our capabilities to provide world-class training solutions that meet the evolving needs of the RCAF and the Canadian Armed Forces, he added. Our sincere thanks to Canada and the RCAF for this opportunity. The federal government explained that, following an open, fair and transparent process, with extensive industry engagement and Aboriginal participation, it identified SkyAlyn as the best option. While this represents a significant milestone in the competitive process, Canada will continue to work with SkyAlyn Canada Limited Partnership, in addition to preparations for the transition process from the existing contracts to the FACT program, the government said. During this time, SkyAlyn Canada Limited Partnership must remain compliant with the requirements of the solicitation process. Anita Anand, the former Minister of Defence, said, "It is critical that current and future Royal Canadian Air Force pilots have the most advanced training and equipment available to ensure they can deliver on the important work that we ask of them. This program will help ensure Canada can continue to defend North America, enhance our Arctic sovereignty and meet our NATO and NORAD obligations in the face of current and emerging threats," she added. "Canadians can be confident that this competitive process will deliver the best results for our Canadian Armed Forces for decades to come. Future aircrew training services will include classroom instruction, simulator and flight training, and numerous on-site support activities and infrastructure services," Ottawa said. The new single contract will replace training services currently provided through two separate contracts and in-house delivery by the RCAF. CAE Military Aviation Training currently provides the North Atlantic Treaty Organization Flying Training in Canada program until 2027. The contract includes an additional option year to 2028. Allied Wings will provide the contracted flying training and support program until 2027, while the RCAF provides aircrew training for Air Combat Systems Officers and Airborne Electronic Sensor Operators. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.